This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville.
Two Newark residents and one from Oil Trough have been charged in Independence County Circuit Court with being involved in the burglary and theft at a county business and residence. Court records show 46-year-old Kelly Lynn Bell and 34-year-old Nicholas James Page of Newark and 39-year-old Glenneth Eric Heath of Oil Trough were charged in connection with December burglaries. All three are charged with residential burglary, commercial burglary, and theft. In addition, Heath is charged with theft by receiving. All charges are felonies. Arrest warrants have been issued for Bell and Page. Heath is already in jail. He's on a $50,000 cash-only bond. The bonds for Bell and Page are both $10,000. An arrest warrant has been issued for an Independence County man, 29-year-old Irvin C. Strain. He's been charged with failing to register and comply with the requirements that are set for convicted sex offenders. The charge is felony. Detective Sergeant Mike Mundy said Strain failed to check in with the Sheriff's Department on December 9th and report his address. Mundy said Sheriff Steve Jeffrey is very strict about sex offenders reporting as required by law. Strain's last known address is 2268 Blackland Road, Pleasant Plains. Judge Cheney Taylor set Strain's bond at $20,000. A new survey shows tensions between the rich and poor increasing and at their most intense level in nearly a quarter century. Americans now see more social conflict over wealth inequality than over hot-button topics of immigration, race relations, and age. The poll by the Pew Research Center shows about 3 in 10 Americans said there are very strong conflicts between the rich and the poor. A judge on the Arkansas Court of Appeals for the past 13 years is attempting to become a candidate for a position on the Arkansas Supreme Court the old-fashioned way. Judge Joe Hart needs the signature of 10,000 registered voters in the state and have them into the Secretary of State's office for certification by January 23rd. She needs a few more signatures, so she's been in the area the last couple of days meeting with the voters and getting the needed signatures. Judge Hart said the petition method is the people's way to become a candidate, and that's really why she's doing it.
I decided that I would run for that position so that the people would have a choice. And in order to do so, I selected to attempt to get 10,000 names on a ballot petition that would allow me to be a candidate for the May 22nd election. But the reason I wanted to do it by petition is I want to be a petition by the people and give them an opportunity to take the moral high ground. And I think the people of Arkansas can change the election processes of judges and be a leader in the nation on how we do this, and we do it by the people being involved.
Judge Joe Hart. The judge said several businesses in the area have petitions, as well as the law offices of Jerry Post and Oscar Jones at 103 West Main on the corner of Main and North Central in Batesville. The judge said there's another way. You can go to her website at www.judgejoehart.com, drop off a petition, get it signed, and then get it back to her. Also, you can call her at 870-213-7978, and she'd be glad to help you get a petition in your hand. And the Southside Public Water Authority Board of Directors heard a year-end report this week from Authority Manager John Richardson. He said the authority treated and pumped over 397 million gallons of water, which brought in almost $1.5 million. He noted that on an average day, the authority treated just over 1 million gallons. Richardson said the authority serves just under 9,000 residents. He said the wastewater plant generated just under $383,000 in revenue by treating 43 million gallons of sewage. Wastewater service is provided to 692 homes and businesses. Richardson also reported the White River Bank Stabilization Project is well underway. And engineers are finalizing plans for the construction of a second 10-inch water main that will extend from the treatment plant through the bottoms to the Lester Road at Deschaux, where it'll tie into an existing 10-inch main.
This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.